Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Good days, every all. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and today is a fun day. Why is it fun? Well, it's fun because we're expanding and we're growing, and we are unzipping reality to the point where we're discovering what is actually part of our awareness. When did that sneak in there? We didn't even know that was there. Well, it is very helpful to keep a sense of humor. It's very helpful to have a company of friends around you to support you on this incredible journey. And I believe I have both of those things. It is important to have some fundamentals down, like the importance of love. And today, we are going to be talking about surpassing propaganda with peace. So just to lay the framework here, as usual, let's just go ahead and give that announcement. Us love us, everyone. Reality is now sufficiently unzipped. The portal is open. We thought it was closed. Barely open? No, it's open now. So let's just step on through and be who and what we really are. Lo and behold, we are discovering, hey, there's a whole other dimension called the fifth dimension. And we have been in 3D forever and ever. And we have discovered this portal, which is the fourth dimension. And now, voila, here we are in the fifth dimension. Well, okay, Leah, that sounds pretty easy. So what's the big holdup? How come there's so much residual 3D everywhere I look? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. It has to do with the nature of a birth. It can be a little bit uncomfortable, to say the least. And that is what is going on right now. Now, some people are already all the way through their birth, and they are beckoning us to come in to those waters in a brand new expression for humanity. Others are holding back a little bit. It's a longer labor process for them. And there is a good reason for that. There is a lot of challenge to go through this process. And there are some obstacles. Yeah. That birth canal sometimes, it's not so easy. And so this is what is leading us into focusing today on this issue of propaganda. Now, there is a day coming where we will not have the level of propaganda that we have today. But suffice it to say, propaganda is every time you turn on one of these mechanical devices that we have. There it is in bold print or in auditory or visual. It's propaganda. Just by way of review, propaganda is information, but it's not objective. It's especially of a biased or a misleading nature, and it's used to promote or publicize a particular cause or a point of view to further an agenda. that encourages a particular perception. It's basically using loaded language. It's manipulation, folks. And the mainstream media are the main puppeteers of this manipulation, and the strings of their puppeteering are hidden. What is the opposite or the antonym of propaganda? It's truth. It's reality. And some of the common terminology for propaganda is spin or disinfo. But here's the thing. In a hostile world in which we live, let's face it, it is very hostile. It's normal for propaganda to be there because it seems like the controllers are trying to use it for their own purpose. So today, in order to magnify this message, I'm going to pick a particular issue. And folks, this issue is loaded, no pun intended. What we're going to be talking about and looking at in the context of propaganda is the issue of guns. Yes, you heard me right. Now, if you listen to me or Unzipping Reality, or if you've had my coaching, read my materials, you know that I'm all about peace. I am all about birthing and sustaining peace and earth kinship on our beloved planet. And so why would I choose to talk about guns? Well, it's in this particular context. I want to just show you another perspective. And don't make up your mind yet that I'm pro or anti, all right? This is in the context of how the debate is steered. So it's this whole idea of gun violence. Gun violence is actually a made-up word that the media likes to use because it's propaganda that gets focused on the guns, but not the violence that is caused by the perpetrator. This is very, very distracting, and that is by design. Our government officials state that, quote, weapons of war, now that's another propagandist term, weapons of war don't belong on our streets, and I would assert weapons of war do not belong anywhere. Nowhere on the planet do they belong. I mean, are you kidding me? So these terms, ladies and gentlemen, these terms like gun violence and weapons of war and assault rifles, that's another propaganda word. You need to tune in to see how our emotions are being fomented about this issue while other things are going on beneath the table. Our government officials should care about all murders, not just those, what truth be known, is, you know, an extreme rare mass shooting event. These are rare, but you know what? They make the news, don't they? They make it interesting, bloody, and exciting. But our government officials should care about all murders. They should care about violence in general. And that's what I'm pointing to. Get your eyes off of guns and get your eyes onto the real wider issue. It's violence. Why do we live in such a violent society? Is it because of guns? Keep listening. So pure and simple, there is an agenda to disarm the American people. Right, wrong, or indifferent. And you know what they say about this agenda? It's for our own safety, and there are very good reasons for this. Well, I just want everyone to be informed that in the 20th century, thousands and thousands of people, and actually millions, I'm not going to bore you with statistics on this. I could, but you know what? That's another propagandist strategy, is to skew statistics in their favor. But this is indisputable. Thousands and thousands, even into the millions of people, have been murdered, not by random shootings, but by the control faction, aka their government. Governments kill more people than citizens do. Governments. And of course, they always do it for their own reasons. You might recall in the 1900s, in the 20th century, reports from Turkey, Russia, China. Remember Germany? You might remember Germany from history when the Jews became defenseless against the controllers. Cambodia, Guatemala, Uganda. Yes. So there is a day coming when guns will be obsolete. That day has not yet come, my friends, because we are still 1 foot in the third dimension and 1 foot in the fifth dimension. You come all the way into the fifth dimension and the guns will be no more. We've got some work to do, and this is why I step up to the microphone and continue to bring these messages. This is my strong commitment to bring peace to planet Earth. The day when self-empowered humanity stands forth to be self-governed, self-determining, self-responsible, then we will have graduated from this duality that is this very hostile third dimensional phase of human development. It's just a phase. We got to see the bigger picture. And that's my invitation today in the context of surpassing propaganda with peace. But that requires something from within. That takes a lot more than, here, take this gun away from me. I don't trust myself. I might shoot somebody with it. So here, please take it. That doesn't require inward transformation. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what your spiritual moorings are. It's going to happen from within, not because you refuse to hold a gun or not. Now, this phase of human development, birthing into the next phase, this does not require a majority to do this. It's such good news. It only requires what I call a significant minority. It's actually a divine proportion for our species to shift collectively into a new paradigm. Well, how do we do that? Well, I wrote the book Soul Shade to give a little thumbnail sketch of how this might be possible. And it is entirely possible. And in, you know, some of our thinking, it's already done. Already done. But it's premature to annihilate the Second Amendment and throw away your guns and to demonize those who choose to have guns. It is premature. We're talking about gun control. Now, this is another buzzword, control. I just want to point out that when you're talking about control, oh my goodness gracious, fifth dimensional people do not need to be controlled and they don't need to be managed. Thank you very much. Fifth dimensional people are self-regulating. We don't need to be controlled. When I think about control, I mean, look at the other words that are commonly associated with the word control. How about disease control? Do you know anything about what's going on in the CDC, Center of Disease Control? It's totally corrupt. Hello? How about mind control? There's a lot of that going on, and this propaganda is proof positive. Pest control. We don't want those varmints in our house or on our property. Pest control. We got to control them. And then, of course, there's total global takeover control. Total control. So when you're talking about gun control, what are we talking about here? Well, there's something that I would invite you to understand. And that is the reason that anybody living in America would ever have a gun. And I'm not talking about for hunting purposes. It is the bedrock of our society to be able to defend ourselves not from one another, but from a tyrannical government. That is why the Second Amendment is in place. Now, this is a startling reality for some of my metaphysical friends who just want to have love and bliss and peace. And it's like, well, why would the government ever want to do anything like hurt us? Well, you stay in that question and you just even look a little bit of the way down the rabbit hole and you'll find your answer. Now, if you don't have the stomach to look down there and see the truth in a balanced, impartial perspective way, then okay, you're on your own. But this is why Americans are so self-reliant. You never hear on the media, I would say it is rare, when compared to all of the terrible, violent shootings that you hear about, the terrible violence in every respect, that there are these kind of good guys that take out the kind of bad guys with guns on a regular basis. This happens all the time, and nobody gives it any coverage in the media. No. Why? Because it's not sexy, I guess. I don't know. But it's because they're not reporting impartially. They are building numbers. They are propagandizing us so that we will be a disarmed people and be defenseless against a tyrannical government. So, you know, this happens that there might be a shooting at a school, and there might be an armed officer on the campus, and they take out the shooter, lickety-split. Doesn't even make any sort of national news at all. Doesn't even get out of the gate. It doesn't sell viewership. Well, folks, there is a watershed event that is coming to our world, for our species. And it is not Americans turning in their guns. This is on a planetary scale. And I am here to encourage all of us to be ready to pivot in whatever that horizon event is. Gotta be ready. And it doesn't have anything to do with guns. This has to do with a transformation within, a capacity to enlarge ourselves in a fifth dimensional sense. Our ability to self-regulate in any situation. Now, people talk about regulation. They talk about gun regulation. What is it that they really want to regulate? Well, if you really think about it, now please, really think about it. The people that commit these terrible, terrible crimes will always find a way to commit terrible, terrible crimes. They haven't done the inner work. They are out of their minds. They are oriented to criminality, and they're going to get whatever kind of gun that they can find. Now, don't you think that is true? All right. So this idea that these politicians use particular words such as gun violence whenever they're talking about the crazies out there, the murderers, they're getting people to mentally associate the idea of guns with violence and horrible murders. Yeah, it's propaganda. And like these AR-15s, I don't know. I wouldn't recognize one if I saw one. But these officials, these talking heads, they're calling them weapons of war. And they're acting like they're a real problem, which apparently, if you actually look at the statistics, they are not a real problem. And so the media is giving these statements out, you know, like, we have to do something about the easy accessibility of weapons of war on our streets. You know, they're claiming that we don't want weapons of war on our streets. Well, the police have these weapons of war on our streets. What is wrong with this picture? Our governors want firearms to protect themselves, but I guess everyday regular Americans like you and I, we're not supposed to be able to do that. When you look at nature, the way it exists in the third dimension, when you look at little animals, even like domestic animals, they all have a means to protect themselves. Now, some of it is pretty passive, you know, like the possum just pretends that it's dead. But, you know, that's its protection mechanism. Well, what is our protection against a force that has that kind of weapons aimed at us? So again, weapons of war, assault rifles, these are anti-gun agendists, demonizing these kinds of semi-automatic rifles. I want to talk a little bit more about propaganda and how it works. Let's peel back a little layer here. I want to give you another example. Because gun violence is a made-up propaganda buzzword. I'm going to say that again. Gun violence is a made-up propaganda buzzword. I'm not trying to say that people don't kill other people with guns. They do. They just kill other people, folks. They just do. So gun violence is what I'm pointing to as a propagandist word. And I'm drawing a lot of this material from a particular writer. His name is Caleb Lee. And Caleb Lee is an author, and he is not in law enforcement. He doesn't have any military background, but he shares a lot of information online about self-defense and becoming more self-reliant. So I just want to give a lot of credit to this for this material to Caleb Lee. Thank you, Caleb. So some of us might remember the O.J. Simpson trial. There was the attorney, Robert Shapiro. He was well known as a rich and famous lawyer for the rich and famous, I should say. And he's the one that put together the dream team that kept O.J. Simpson out of jail. And he is well known for his usage of the English language in the, quote, legal profession. So here's how he used the English language in one of his cases. It was back in 1990, and he was called on by Marlon Brando, the actor, to defend Marlon Brando's son, who was named Christian. And Christian apparently had admitted to shooting his sister's fiance. All right, this was a potential first-degree murder charge. That's really serious. But Shapiro beat the case. And this is how this attorney, Robert Shapiro, describes how he beat the case. He coined a phrase, accidental manslaughter. And this is what he says. This is him talking. Each and every time somebody asked me to comment on the case, I said, we will show clearly this was an accidental manslaughter. And that's what the newspapers printed. And to this day, when people talk about it, Christian Brando pled guilty to accidental manslaughter. The phrase accidental manslaughter does not exist in law. This is still Robert Shapiro talking. It came out of my mouth and I repeated it hundreds of times over the course of 3 months, and it stuck. So, that's what we're talking about, folks. I'm drawing the similarity between gun violence, which is a made-up propaganda buzzword, and what this attorney did to get someone who was guilty. He admitted to shooting this human being, and he got off because of propaganda being introduced. This is mind control. It was literally propaganda that the jury mentally associated the idea of accidental with manslaughter. Oh, it was an accident. Well, so same with gun violence. Okay, if you have a gun, therefore you must be violent. It is violent just to have a gun, just to say the word, it's violent. You see where we're going with this? Guns are not the root of murder. They're not. People have been murdering one another forever before there were guns. So the idea, the question is, what is the root of murder? Well, this is why we've got to have the conversation. How do we transform this planet from one of violence, where propaganda is mistaken for the truth, into a planetary peace? How do we do that? We start with ourselves. We start with ourselves and leave the other people alone. Start with yourself. And you will be doing more to seed our vibrational reality on this planet than anything you could possibly do by marching in the streets at this point in history. I mean, do what you're led to do. Please, always follow your heart. If it's your heart to lead some sort of a march, do it, but do it in the name of peace, not marching against anything. March for something. Let your light so shine out in the streets that people are blinded by it and wowed by it, just to come within your sphere of influence. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. It is the intention of any war to unarm the enemy. People, wherever you are on this planet, if you can hear my voice, you are the enemy. If you are being invited to be disarmed, then you are the enemy. Here's something that I think is very notable. Talking about the incoherence of this gun violent presentation. 9/11 on September 11th, 2001, killed over 3,000 American citizens, and not a single firearm was used. Not one. Over 3,000 people. Oklahoma City. That bombing killed 168 people and injured 680 others. There were no firearms used in that bombing. That wasn't about guns. And look how many people died. So the root of murder, what is it? It's violence itself. Now, when I think of violence, I'm always reminded of Jay Krishnamurti. Jay Krishnamurti was an amazing presence on this planet. And he has any number of quotes. He's, of course, deceased now. He lived in the 20th century. But I'd like to remind us, just to refresh us a little bit and bring the vibration up. When we talk about violence, it's kind of a bummer, isn't it? But, you know, there's violence going on within all of us. It's like, who's going to win this tug of war? Is it our ego self that just wants to survive and be right? Or is it this divine self that chooses to emerge in a peaceful planet? Some Krishnamurti's quotes. Here's one. Goodness has no opposite. Most of us consider goodness as the opposite of the bad or evil. And so throughout history, in any culture, goodness has been considered the other face of that which is brutal. So, man has always struggled against evil in order to be good. But goodness can never come into being if there is any form of violence or struggle. And this is my point. It's not about resisting. If those people giving the news, the propaganda, bias, and slant, if they really cared about violence, they would talk about violence in general, not gun violence. Here's another Krishnamurti quote. We need tremendous energy to bring about a psychological change in ourselves as human beings, because we have lived far too long in a world of make-believe, in a world of brutality, violence, despair, anxiety. To live humanly, sanely, one has to change. And it is my assertion that we will all have no more need for guns when violence has been overcome by love. And this is happening. But it is not happening because people are getting rid of their guns. That's not the sign. Oh, it could be a pointer to what could be. No. Show me the heart of the person who is letting go of their guns. Do they understand the dimensional shift that we are responsible for ushering in right now? It is a huge responsibility. Absolutely huge. The American founders understood this. Now, were those guys perfect? Heck no. They were, you know, they were human beings, okay? But they knew that, you know, there's this line of thinking that it's easier to kill other people with a gun than a knife. Unless you're just really, really handy with a knife, like in the movies. But not many people are. So it would be easier to actually kill another being with a gun than a knife. But you know what? You have to agree. It's also easier to defend yourself using a gun than it is with a knife. That's all there is to it. That's it. That is it. This is all about self-defense. And just like I was pointing out in nature, we need to be able to defend ourselves. Now, I want to say just a little bit more about that. Because the original intent of the Constitution was for the citizens to be able to defend themselves. And at that point, the citizens would aid their county sheriff as an armed militia. Okay, get a clear picture of that. It's like, hey, Ned, we need you. Mount up. Let's go. We got a problem over here. I'm there. You know, bring my gun, whatever. But now we don't do that anymore. Now we have city and state police, and we have all of these FEMA and all of these alphabet national police teams. They're the experts. Okay, you guys protect us, so we don't have to protect ourselves. So therefore, we don't need guns because we have expert protectors. You know what? Those expert protectors, if they don't get there in time, then you're not protected. How long does it take for the expert protectors to get there? How long? Ask yourselves when the seconds count. So the Second Amendment is an unalienable right. It's an unalienable right. It's like not even open for discussion, people. Don't get bogged down in that old, 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 moldy Second Amendment conversation. Don't be distracted by it. It's done. It's there. Don't worry about it. The guys that are coming to kill you are not the guys that own the guns that are the regular old citizens. You've got a lot bigger problems at hand. You've got an out of control agenda that is seeking to control this entire planet and cover it in darkness. Okay? Does that contextualize it a little bit better for you? But meanwhile, this government, it's like they're out of control. They own the media. I mean, the media is the mouthpiece for the government, and the media is not telling anything but these half-truths. The government can't protect us. That is our own responsibility. All right. In order to maintain a free state, it takes a will to do that. Not violence. It takes a will to be free. I choose freedom. Now, back when they were writing the Constitution, they had that will. And that's why they put it in there. Article 1, Section 8 says that actually Congress is supposed to maintain a standing navy, but in times of necessity, they must raise an army. Well, in those days, they couldn't raise an army just real, real fast, so they depended on the militia. That is me, my brother, my cousin, my neighbor, all those guys. It's like, okay, here we are. To protect our country, that's what we had. The militia was the front line of defense, not the United States Army. You see how we have given over so much of our desire to be self-determining. And again, who by far is the biggest mass murderer in history? It's the government. Name your country, you know? All right. So, whenever anybody dies because of a knife, do you think that the media gets on and calls it knife violence? Oh, my goodness. We need to put out a press release and demand tougher knife violence laws. Remember, we're talking about propaganda here. We're talking about the use of words. And gun and violence are used together to paint a picture. It is a vibration. It's intentional. It is to slant your understanding of how to empower yourself. And what is happening is the exact opposite. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news if you don't agree with me. It's fine. It's just I'm using guns as a point of reference in how the media is controlling the debate, how they are steering the debate, how they seed the conversation, how they show us only what they want us to see. That's how they do it. It's called, if it bleeds, it leads. Okay, you might think I'm crazy because I'm talking about guns today, but please, can you agree with me about that? When was the last time you turned on the television? Is there anything on there worth looking at? I mean, if it bleeds, it leads. And those are the stories that the media calls news. They're not telling us anything else. Oh, they'll throw in a cute little chipmunk story at the end, or somebody released a bunch of balloons, or, you know, something like that at the end, and they call that balanced. Yeah, that's not balance. That is messing with our minds. That's what that is. Propaganda gives us only one part of the argument. No one is out there demanding tougher knife laws because somebody killed their whole family with a knife. I mean, this is absolutely the truth. It is the truth that more people are killed with knives, with their hands and feet, with clubs, with hammers, than with rifles of any kind. What? It's not guns, people. It's not guns. It's the heart of men. It is the heart of human beings. Yes, there's wickedness there. But it is not untransformable. It is up to us to transform ourselves first and then not go around pointing out what's wrong, but to expand beyond it. And again, the title of our discussion today is Surpassing Propaganda with Peace. You got to know where you are. You got to know what cards you've been dealt. Well, these cards we've been dealt, it's like turn on the news, mainstream media, and stuff on the internet. It's just as ridiculous. You don't know what kind of disinfo you're reading. Just because it's written on the internet does not mean that it's true. Please, put it through your BS meter. You've got to be able to distinguish these things. It's called discernment. All right, so we're heading down towards the end of the broadcast here. It's important for our government officials. I doubt if this will happen, but when the government officials, controllers, when they start caring about the innocent people that are being murdered, they're not just going to seek to ban firearms. They're going to do something about changing the reality that is causing the violence. Why are so many teenagers committing suicide? Why? It's because of the nature of our society. And because of the nature of our society that took this downward twist, we are now heading back up the spiral and we are beginning to transcend that bottomless pit. We've gone low enough. And don't you know that it's time to stop murdering defenseless citizens in other countries with U.S. drone strikes? What is that? How can you talk about weapons of war on American streets and you're killing mothers and children and fathers in drone strikes? I mean, these are civilians, hundreds of them. This is schizophrenia. You know, you can march down the street and you can say, oh, please take my gun from me. It's not going to stop the violence. The violence stops when you stop it. And you and I and everyone else change our vibration, shift our vibration, transcend this reality, not because it's so vile, it's just because it's time to cooperate with the source of all that is and shift out of it. Shift out of it. Well, I would like to say something kind of fun here in our last moments. I wrote an article a few years back, and it's very tongue-in-cheek, and so this is a little bit of humor. I think we could use some right about now. This is a pretty serious message for Leah LaChapelle. The name of this article is Turn In Your Drums, the musical instrument, the drum, all right? Stop Drum Violence. Sign the pledge to join the movement to stop drum violence in your neighborhood. Every second in America, an adult, child, or teen is affected by an annoying drumbeat. Drum ownership is the problem. Senseless drumming is producing a culture of drum violence and is destroying young lives nationwide. Congress has the opportunity to close loopholes and enact universal criminal and mental health background checks on all new drum purchases. Many Americans support this action. However, there is one obstacle to a world without drums and a safer auditory world. It is the deafening existence of the second pretendment. A well-regulated percussion, being necessary to the security of a rhythmic state, the right of the people to keep and use their arms to beat drums, shall not be infringed. Now is our chance to get the deafening existence of the second pretendment expunged from our Constitution, support bills that put all drums and rhythm in general in the care of the government. Please tweet at your senators to vote yes on better background checks for drums and to implement toy drum buyback programs through our public schools to inspire kids to urge their parents to turn in their bongos, snares, djembes, kettles, acoustics, electrics, basses, toms, tambourines, and cymbals. Encourage elected representatives to support legislation that requires a symphonic license to perform the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky and to ban the little drummer boy carol from Christmas altogether. So, turn in your hand drums and high-powered drums, because drum control is the only way to protect our children from the tragedy of marching to the beat of a different drum. Okay, that was a little humor from fearorlove.com. I hope you appreciated that. If you'd like a PDF copy of that, just email me, leah@fearorlove.com, and I'll send you the PDF. That was a lot of fun to write that. So, all right, in closing, resistance is not the way. It's not. Here's my main premise. If you're not free when you have guns, you will not be free when you don't have guns. Guns do not make you free. If you're not free when you have guns, I purport that we are not. Not entirely. Not as free as we shall see. Then you're not going to be free when you don't have guns. Guns is not the issue. It doesn't make you free. Freedom is our natural state of being. Now, what is happening while all of this propaganda about guns is going on? What's happening? Well, you know what's happening? A lot. 5G is happening. That's huge. 5G technology, that's not a walk in the park, folks. That's not just the upgrade from 4G. It's a whole different ballgame. And this is what is being implemented while we're distracted about the gun issue. We must have a bigger picture. Now, I attempted to bring in this awareness of propaganda through my book, Soul Shade. And it was a lot of fun to do it. I just encourage you to get a copy of Soul Shade, Revealing the New Human Archetype. There's a whole lot there, just a whole lot there. But a violent person is going to make anything a weapon, anything. They don't need a gun. A violent human will turn anything in their hand into a weapon, a gun or anything else. Now, a gun in the hand of a peaceful human will be used only for peace. And there's a quote in Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, and it says, "And they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war. This is what we're talking about. This is my commitment. This is where we are going. This is why I put myself at great risk to open up this can of worms in a very metaphysical way, hopefully. There's all kinds of violence going on, folks. There's pharmaceutical violence. Have you noticed? Pharmaceutical violence. There's so much happening, but there's so much that is happening that's good. They're teaching prisoners yoga. There's something called Prison Yoga Project, prisonyoga.org. They're relieving a lot of the suffering. They're restoring human dignity to people who are incarcerated. This is incredible. We must have a bigger picture, everyone. And that is my invitation. I love you all. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for really assisting me to unzip more reality than maybe I'm even comfortable with sharing on these airwaves. It's a lot of fun. I appreciate Gary and Inger so much for Metaphysical Talk Radio. And that's it for today, everyone. I just want to bless everyone and remind us that oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in. Let go of all the propaganda. It's propaganda. Go within. Ask yourself, how do I become a human being of peace? And do that with allowance and balance. And also, trust the process. Know the process. Thank you for listening to this message. Be the process and do the process as we unzip reality. Please go to fearorlove.com and check out my awakening coaching. It's transdimensional assistance in this crazy, crazy world that is surpassing propaganda with peace. Namaste.